Shalom, today's daf yomi is Erevin daf Nun Ches, Erevin 58, and on the bottom of Nun Ches, Amud Beis, 58b, we have the following Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about how we've measured the Tchum Shabbos, the measurement of 2,000 amos outside the city, which is the limit of the city. So says our Mishnah, Ein modedin ela min hamumcha, that a person is only allowed to measure the Tchum, the 2,000 amos outside the city, from a mumcha. The way Rashi explains it, that this means somebody who is an expert in measuring. So Rashi is saying that only somebody who's an expert in measuring is allowed to measure it. The problem with that is that it says you can only measure it ein modedin ela min hamumcha, so it doesn't make sense. The one who measures is from a mumcha. It should be in modedin el a mumcha, that the only one who can measure is an expert, and delete the word min. And indeed, that's what some commentaries on Rashi say, that Rashi's approach has to take out the word min. That's what the Ritva writes. However, that you don't need to take it out, but you could just understand the context, that the context means ein shomin b'medidas tchumin el min hamumcha baki b'medida, that you're only allowed to listen to the one who is measuring the city from someone who is an expert. That's how the Ritva understands it. The Rambam agrees with Rashi's approach. Rambam takes the same approach in his Pirush HaMishnayos, and he says that when it says a mumcha, it means somebody who is an expert in measuring. And he writes that a mumcha is somebody who knows math, so knows science and math and science. He's an expert in this area, and so therefore, since he's an expert in how to measure land, therefore we agree with him. And The Yerushalmi also says that we should only be relying on an expert too. So it seems that is the approach of Rashi, the Rambam, and the Yerushalmi. Others explain, however, that Tosfos brings the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that mumcha does not mean an expert here, but it means that you measure in derech yeshara, a straight path. And it bases this on the word of macha that appears in Bamidbar chapter 34, verse 11. And so therefore, Tosfos is explaining that the intent of the Mishnah to say is that if you have a lot of mountains and valleys and hills, and in contrast to that, you have a different part outside of the city, which is a straight path, a person should not measure through the mountains and the valleys, even though we can do it. We've seen through the concept of Havua. Nevertheless, the best way to do it, according to this Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Rabbeinu Chananel, is through the straight path. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is very bothered by Tosfos's approach, because we know earlier you're allowed to use this concept of Havua, and so therefore he challenges that. Rabbeinu Yonason brings a third approach, is what does it mean you're only supposed to measure it through a mumcha, and he says that what it means is mumcha means thinking it through and understanding the concept. It means to say that if you know for sure that there are valleys and mountains on the path that you're measuring, and if you're going to measure there, you're going to need to then go all the way to the side. Don't measure it in that manner, but from the beginning, go to the side. But if in the middle of your measurements you come to this path, then it's okay to use this concept of Havua. So those are the three approaches to the word mumcha here. And Rashi says it means expert, and that's what Rambam says. You need to be an expert in math. But now we go to the next line in the Mishnah, which says, Rebo Makom Echad Umiyat Makom Acher. Let's say what happened was you're measuring the city, and one person measured one end, and then another person measured another part from another part of the city, and one person has more space, the other person came up with a distance that was less in the 2,000 amos. They got two different measurements. So Shomon Lamakom Shariba, then you can adopt a lenient approach and take the side that gives you more space. And the Mishnah is going to explain why we're able to do it, meaning to say that they had difficulties in coming up with an equal measurement. You take the more lenient approach. So too, if let's say you have two people measured in the same place and one get a lot more place, we listen to the one who gave us more and not less. And says our Mishnah, Ad kan chum Shabbos. So our Mishnah says that even if one person who measured it was an Eved, not who measured it, one person who reports on the measurement, that's the way the commentary is explaining it. It's not that the Eved or the Shivcha, these are people who are not Jewish, so we're only supposed to rely upon the Jewish measurements for measuring the exact amount. But if the Eved or the Shivcha says that this is what we saw, then we do believe him, even though in general we need two witnesses throughout the laws of the Torah to testify. Here, our Mishnah is referring to a case, is that Tosus explains it, that there's another Jew who's testifying with him. Or alternatively, in these areas of Tehumen, we're not required to have two witnesses, just one witness to testify that was a measurement that they saw. And now the Chachamim say the fundamental principle, and why are we able to be lenient in all these cases where we have two measurements and we can adopt the minor one, or if you lost the measurement and then we have to rely upon where the Eved or the Shifcha say it was. And the reason is because Shelo Amru Chachamim Es HaDavar LaHachmir El LaHakel, that all the laws of Tehumen, the rabbis did not state these laws to be strict, but rather only to be lenient. And so therefore, since these laws were given to us to be lenient, we're allowed to rely upon the lenient approaches in all of these matters.